I don't even know if it's in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm so itchy on my...
It's probably on your head. Oh. You're already contaminated. It's not going to work out.
Poison Ivy. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. So every year we go to the same apple orchard, and we never had this problem before. But mm-hmm. a few years ago, for the first time, we got home, and about a week later, the text messages started on the group text.
Right, right.
Your kids have poison ivy? Right. Do you have poison ivy?
3-4 carloads of you guys
here. Oh, no, there's
here.
6 carloads of us.
Okay, 6 carloads of people now. So you end up, that's like 30 people. That's like basically the start of the plague. It took out half the population in the 1400s.
It did. All of us, for the first time ever a few years ago, all got poison ivy. My daughter Hayden, who's 10, got it so bad on her legs that it discolored her skin for a year.
Wow.
It was awful.
Right.
And it's one of those things that like
leprosy.
Oh, it was. Right. It was awful. And, like, you know, we did everything to get rid of it, and it stuck around forever. And, like, it's one thing if you get it, but when your kid gets it, you're like, oh, my gosh, it's the worst. So Hayden this year went well prepared. She was wearing the knee-high galoshes in the 85-degree
right.
heat.
Right? Just sweating profusely inside.
She didn't care.
Anything's better than
coveralls, right, long sleeve shirt, whatever it took.
Right, she was the only there in her winter coat.
Right.
At the apple orchard. It's 127 degrees.
Why is that kid dressed like Courtney Love? This is so odd. Right. All right.
But the funny part is that once again, now we're so vigilant about the poison ivy.
Right.
And it's everywhere in those apple orchards. And I'm panicked because, you know, there's a window.
It can slip through, man. Oh. It can slip right through. Right. So what is the window there that you'll have poison ivy if you've been exposed?
It says that the reaction usually develops between 12 to 48 hours. But I have read that it can show up to a week later. And when it happened last time,
right.
it wasn't until a full week later that everybody had
it. You thought you were out.
Yeah.
You thought you were out and poison ivy pulled you back in.
But every year we still go to that same orchard covered in poison ivy, and we just roll those dice.
I'll tell you something. Like, I've never had a real problem with poison ivy. I'm going to knock on something. It's ridiculous. But I'm not usually a poison ivy sufferer. I'm stronger than poison ivy.
Oh, you think so? Wow.
Yes, I'm stronger than poison ivy. You people are not. However, because I've lived a life of being strong against poison ivy, it'll probably be like when I'm 70 years old, poison ivy will take me out.
It's like, gotcha.
Poison ivy will literally kill me. And then I'm wondering, is there any more embarrassing thing to be killed by than poison ivy?
Do you know that's a real thing? You can be immune to poison ivy.
Okay.
You can be.
I don't think I'm immune. I don't want to get too cocky, too arrogant.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that I've whooped you a few times, poison ivy. I don't want to face you again.
1-800-330-9999. I need to know, when did you get poison ivy? How did you get it? How did you survive it? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I got them from the golden retrievers that I had at the time as pets. They would roll in it. I would pet, not knowing, and I would pet them.
Right.
And then a couple of days later, I'd be itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like being put on prednisone. So at the time, I had a nice backyard pool, and the chlorine in the pool surprisingly helped it.
Yeah,
it
dried you out. Yeah, here's the thing, though. I mean, as much as we love and frolic with our pets, your dogs are trying to kill you. Your dogs are clearly...
Yes.
Trying to kill you, ma'am.
We got a message on our Facebook page saying the same thing. Caroline says she was in college. Her 5-pound dog would sleep with her.
Right.
And then she woke up and she was covered in it and it was even below her panty line.
Yeah, dogs don't get it. So, but if they get the oils, it stays on their fur and then they can give it to you.
Oh, we want to hear your story too. 1-800-330-9999. How'd you get poison ivy? Where'd you get it? How'd you survive? I need to know everything. I mean, these... 1-800-330-9999. It's crazy, these stories. We're talking about, when did you get poison ivy? How did you survive it? Like, what happened? And I'm looking over our Facebook messages, and these stories are incredible. As a child, my neighbor was cleaning the yard. This is what Chrissy wrote. And she was burning brush. Apparently, there was poison ivy in there, and the smoke carried over to our yard. My friend and I were outside playing. I got covered in it head to toe. Did you know that if you're really like allergic to poison ivy,
can't breathe it.
You can't even get it in the air next to you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that is nuts. 1-800-330-9999. We're going to get to your calls coming up next. When did you get stuck with poison ivy? What happened? How'd you get rid of it? And where was it? Now, this would be my nightmare. James wrote on our Facebook page, I had poison sumac one year all over my hands. Then I had to use the bathroom. got it down there. That is the worst sensation ever. Oh my god!
What is it about poison ivy, poison sumac? People love to share their horror stories. It's just a funny, funny thing.
Oh, Star 99.9. I'm Anna. That's Raven. We're talking about this because over the weekend I went apple picking, and there's this orchard we go to. And a couple years ago, all of my friends and I, all the kids, everybody got poison ivy. And there's signs that say, "Watch out for the poison ivy."
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because poison ivy kind of looks like every other thing that's growing. So you automatically assume that everything now is poison ivy.
Oh, is the leaf shiny? Oh, is it not shiny? Oh, I think it looks like a triangle, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're not an arborist, all right, or a horticulturalist, I can't even say it. You don't know what it is.
All my friends,
I don't know what I'm looking at.
We all have our cell phones out. We're Googling poison ivy images.
They all look different and the same.
But we're all bracing ourselves because last time we all got it so bad. And it's just poison ivy is the worst. It's worse for adults, but it's even worse for children when the kids get it. Even though we bundle
them up.
Well,
you have to take care of them.
Yeah, exactly. Then we got to listen to them complain. Jennifer wrote on our Facebook page, she went to a wreath-making event at one of the local bars, and out of the boxes of greens, she somehow connected with the poison ivy.
Good.
Not one other person got it except for her.
Oh, nice.
That's the worst.
That bar doesn't want you there.
Right?
That bar doesn't want you there. That bar wants you out of the mug club.
It's like when you get food poisoning and then nobody else gets food poisoning and they think you're lying.
They all think that you made it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe you just had diarrhea. It wasn't the food. We're fine.
And after a few times people say that to you, you're like, have I ever had food poisoning in my life? You just don't know. You know? You're like, or was it just Taco Bell? Right.
Tara wrote, she got poison ivy by doing burpees at the Spartan race in South Carolina. 3 weeks later, she was covered in it. That stinks. Oh. And you want to know what? That's the thing about poison ivy. It can show up. It could be dormant for a while.
If you've got it and when you're sweating and you're out there and you're doing all your lunges and squats and burpees and stuff like that, you got it everywhere. It's in every crevice.
Let's just hope she wasn't wearing shorts.
It's uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
And then 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened with your poison ivy?
Well, I was in elementary school. My girlfriend and I decided we wanted a good old-fashioned lemonade stand. So we loaded up 2 big coolers of lemonade and put it on our wagon and trucked it up, like a mile. And we were right at a street that was perpendicular, and we sat right in poison ivy.
Right.
And had no idea.
Right. Nice tropical location for your lemonade sales.
That's so funny. On our Facebook page, John wrote, there's a video that you have a 2-hour window from the time you get in contact with poison ivy to wash the oils off. I don't know if that's true or not, but he says to use dish soap, but somebody responded and said, gas actually works better.
Good.
It's rough on the skin, but it works.
Right.
Gas.
Dry you right out.
Right.
Right. I mean, the whole point is to dry out the oils, but who knows they've been exposed to poison ivy within 2 hours.
Do you think the octane amount actually matters when you're rubbing gas all over your body? You have to get the higher octane.
Like, that's what gets the poison ivy out. You just don't stand that close to the grill is what I'm thinking.
Right.
Basically is the main thing to remember.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what's your poison ivy story?
Hi. So my husband got poison ivy twice, and he had it for our wedding and on our honeymoon in Hawaii. It was terrible.
Oh, man, where was it on his body?
All over. His legs, his feet, his arms.
Right. When you say legs, that means lap.
Right.
Right.
That's a real damper on your honeymoon.
Right, it's a real change for the honeymoon. Different plan, right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened with poison ivy?
Well, I used to play softball when I was a kid, and they didn't have porta potties, so we had to go to the bathroom in the woods. So, wiped with the poison ivy leaf.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
But the grass was always so green at your high school soccer field. And Ann Raven, what's your poison ivy story?
Hey, so I was in fourth grade, and I was pretty badass in fourth grade.
Of course you were.
So, I put poison ivy in my socks. I dared them to do it. We all got poison ivy really, really badly.
Right, right. Well, you guys showed you that you were cool and tough, though. It was good. You showed poison ivy who's boss.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Poison ivy's still here.
You won't rub this all over your body.
Right.
Good.
Right. I'm tougher than this.
Seriously, man.